This is Akashwani, the news, read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit West Bengal today. During his visit, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate two national highway projects worth around 3,200 crore rupees at Ranaghat in Nadia district. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering there. The projects will serve as a vital connecting link between Kolkata and Siliguri. They will help to reduce travel time by approximately 2 hours, ensuring faster and smoother movement of vehicles. The projects will also boost the economic growth in the region and will provide impetus to the growth of tourism across the region. From West Bengal, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will travel to Assam this afternoon for a 2-day visit. During the visit, Mr. Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of development projects worth around 15,600 crore rupees in the state. On the first day today, the Prime Minister will inaugurate the state-of-the-art bamboo orchids terminal building at Lokapriya Gopinath Bordoloi International Airport in Guwahati. Spread over nearly 1.4 lakh square meters, the new terminal is designed to handle up to 1.3 crore passengers annually. The terminal reflects Assam's biodiversity and cultural heritage, inspired by the theme Bamboo Orchids. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah has highlighted that substantial progress has been made over the past 11 years in developing next-generation infrastructure. Mr. Shah made these remarks while addressing the Confederation of Real Estate Developers Associations of India, CREDAI, National Conclave 2025 in New Delhi yesterday. The minister said several flagship initiatives, including National Infrastructure Pipeline, Bharatmala, Sagarmala and Parvatmala, have significantly strengthened urban development and laid out a clear roadmap to position India among the world's leading infrastructure countries.
Over the last 11 years, numerous initiatives have been undertaken in the fields of infrastructure and urban development. Several policies have been introduced, rules and regulations have been simplified, and sustained dialogue has been encouraged. By engaging stakeholders who were earlier hesitant to participate in public discussions and recognizing them as vital contributors to the country's development, efforts have been made to institutionalize dialogue. These initiatives have yielded tangible results.
India and the Netherlands have announced the establishment of India-Netherlands Joint Trade and Investment Committee, JTIC, through a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU. The JTIC marks an important milestone in further strengthening bilateral trade, investment and economic cooperation between the two countries. The MOU was signed between the Ministry of Commerce and Industry and Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the Netherlands and was formally announced yesterday on the occasion of the visit of Dutch Foreign Minister David Van Wee to India. In men's cricket, India defeated South Africa by 30 runs in the fifth and final T20 international to clinch the series 3-1 in Ahmedabad last night. Put into bat, India posted 231 for the loss of 5 wickets in 20 overs. Tilak Varma with 73 runs and Hardik Pandya with 63 made valuable contribution. Hardik smashed a 50 in just 16 balls, becoming the second fastest Indian to reach the milestone. For South Africa, Corbin Bosch took 2 wickets, while Otneil Bartman and George Linde claimed 1 each. Chasing a target of 232 runs, the visitors were restricted to 201 for the loss of 8 wickets in 20 overs. In the Under-19 Asia Cup cricket, India registered a commanding 8-wicket win over Sri Lanka in the semi-final in Dubai last evening to set up the title clash with Pakistan. Put into bat, Sri Lanka were restricted to 138 for 8 by India in the rain-hit match, reduced to 20 overs per side after heavy showers delayed the start of the play. In reply, India overhauled the target of 139 runs for the loss of just 2 wickets in 18 overs. The India Meteorological Department has forecast dense to very dense fog conditions over Bihar, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Madhya Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.